It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Well, Ken Adams, you do such a great job, and oh, how we appreciate you, my brother. We turn on a little digital handheld recording device and put it in our faces and start talking, and then you turn into a radio program sometime later on. Jerry, we've got a very dear friend with us. Patty's only been on the radio one other time, she said. I thought it was twice, but anyway, we want to start talking about year-end things coming here at Evangel Home. We're headed rapidly into the holiday season, although we haven't hit Halloween yet. But we will have by the time this airs. So scratch that.
Rewind the tape, Ken.
Yeah, Ken, rewind. But year-end is really important to what happens here at Evangel Home in the big picture. So introduce some of those topics, and Patty is a big part of that.
Patty is our office manager, and she's the one that plays around with all the numbers. She's the one that knows by name most of our donors. Most of us do, but Patty is the frontline person that gets all of it first. And one of the things that I think Patty brings to Evangel Home that I can't imagine other places would have it, but at banquet time, since we're still past the banquet, there just aren't a whole lot of places you can call and say, I can't hear too well, can I sit up front? Or last year I had a really good table, can you put me back there? Patty does it as much as she can to the people who call early. So by the time we have our event, she knows where every one of 400 people are going to be sitting. And I think that's amazing.
Wow.
That's the kind of steel trap mind and attention to detail that you want in an office manager. And then you add her honesty, and you don't get a better person for that spot than Patty.
Patty, let's back up. What's your background? Farm girl.
Yes, it is a farm girl that had to do her own books on the farm for 20 plus years and then needed a job. So God brought me to the Evangel Home.
How long ago was that?
Going on to my 13th year.
Wow.
So yeah, it's amazing. I thought I might be here a few years, and God just has me planted here still for a while.
Were you aware of Evangel Home before you applied for work here? Had you followed the ministry at all?
Yes, I always knew what the Evangel Home was, that it was a shelter for homeless women and children, but that was our church always supported it. But then when I came to donate some used toys for my kids, then it was like, wow, it's a home, you know, a comfy home. And then when I needed full-time work, I went to a good friend of mine that was my prayer partner, and her husband was on the board at that time of Evangel Home. And they were looking for an office person, and my girlfriend told me that, and I said, oh, not me. I just do farm books. I don't know how to take care of all to run a home like that. But God had other plans.
Numbers are the same, whatever the application, huh?
You know, I guess I was always in training for this job and just never knew it until he set me in that seat up front.
Isn't that life, especially for the believer? Yeah. We are in training for what God has for us next.
And we might not even like where we are, but if we know that, then we do the best wherever we are and know that he'll use that, that, you know, nothing goes to waste. So even if you're in a place or a job you really don't like, you still do your best. You do it for him. And he's making you gather up all that stuff for when he puts you where he wants you.
Yeah, I'm reminded so often, Romans 8:28, God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Now, that's true whether we believe it or live like it or not. Why don't we just believe it and live like it? And that takes a lot of the pressure off. Yeah, it's tough right now, but this is all, God's going to call this to work together for my good. In order to enhance his good. So,
Jim, I also told Patty I wouldn't mention this on the air again, but I have to because it really tells you again the kind of person that we are very blessed to have in that front office. her interview in here, the day she came, I remember I was sitting in the spot where you are. She was sitting where I am. I remember what you were wearing that
day,
Patty.
I do too.
I don't remember what I was wearing, but for some reason. And I had interviewed 2, 3, 4 people for her position. And so we're talking, and, you know, she's just like she did here, her experience, and she's got the farm and the 3 boys and the husband and all that. And then she said, and if I get the job, I need to tell you there's days I might have to leave early to go home and drive the tractor. I said, you're hired. Because that told me this is a woman that gets the job done.
Work ethic.
And her work ethic, and nothing gets in her way. And when she's on that tractor, watch out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew that's exactly who we needed for that spot.
Oh.
That was kind of a throwaway line in a way, but it was like, whoa, that just went. I caught it and ran with it. It was perfect.
Yeah, that says volumes in just a few words. Well, I want to move ahead to the year-end stuff here at Evangel Home. Patty, I don't know where to really ask this question. What do you see as needs? How can our listeners help?
Well, you know, we always need donations of food, and we always need lots of prayers, and we also need money to come in, because our listeners and our donors don't always know everything that we need, and there are a lot of things that we have to purchase, and of course we need to purchase that with money. And I can say I look forward to December, and in a way I don't look forward to December, because it's like my job almost quadruples in December. But it's a blessing, because without a quadrupled December, we wouldn't make it through the year.
Yeah.
We're really looking for funds right now, because we have to go into savings because we don't have enough coming in during the month. And I just tell myself and pray, say, God's in control of this. He knows our donors and our listeners are out there that will give what they can, and he will take it, and he will bless it, and he will run with it, and it will supply what the Evangel Home needs.
We had an executive meeting yesterday with our that's the officers on our board of directors, and we always meet the week earlier in the week when we have a board meeting to come up with the agenda. And Patty was there, and she was saying what she anticipates in October and November will be down, I think, $20,000 each month.
Yeah.
And then in December, we make up a lot of that and are able to go into the next year with a cushion. And that's basically how a lot of nonprofits do it. One of the things that concerns me is our individual giving is down. That's one of our categories. So we can look and see individuals this time last year was 300,000, I don't know. This year it's 200. Those are not correct figures. I'm just throwing them out there. I don't know, and Patty, I should ask you this in person before on the radio, but here we are. I don't know if the numbers are down in actual givers or the givers are giving less. I think it's a little of both.
It seems to be a little of both.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of notes from people that say, I can no longer support at the level that I've been supporting. Maybe it was $100, and now that person can give $25.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge hit for them. One of them is not such a huge hit for us, but a number of them together, and I see that happening, that they're hanging on to what they give and who they give to, but they're giving less.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's basically a reflection of what's going on economically in this country, and we firmly believe that giving to the local church has to be a priority. But there are other opportunities beyond that, and we not willing to take a backseat to anyone as you consider extra church giving because of what's happening here. I'm going to digress just a little bit and talk about my sense of things. It was a privilege for me to have the opportunity to emcee the banquet and to have the opportunity to present the needs of Evangel Home and ask people to give. I told you at the end of the evening, I just feel so inadequate. And the reason I feel so inadequate is you cannot overstate the value of what goes on here under the auspices of Evangel Home. God uses this place. He uses this place to change people mm-hmm. whose influence, like Johnny West mm-hmm. mentioned, mm-hmm. then women who are changed here then influence others outside here.
Men specifically,
husbands, boyfriends get see the difference in the lives of these women. They get impacted. God uses that to change them. The ripple effects go on and on and on and on. And this is kind of where the pebble lands for so many lives all over town, and however far the fingers of this ministry reach worldwide, I'm sure, by the time you get generationally out of here. It's just so important. It is so, so important. What God is doing here is changing women and their impacts, not just for today, for eternity. Forever and ever. This is a difference between heaven and hell. On and on and on, generationally and contact-wise. And I'm sorry I get so wound up, but it just grabbed me as I was, even while I was talking about it at the banquet. This is not fundraising. This is world-changing. This is eternity-changing. And the pebble lands here for so many people in this pond of the earth. As the ripples go out. So anyway, now we need turkeys.
Pebbles and turkeys.
You know, that just reminds me, God tells us to store up our treasures in heaven. And what better can we do to store up our treasures in heaven than to give to God's ministries?
Yeah. Did I take up all our time? Almost.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have the clock.
We got another minute or so. But certainly turkeys are a big part of the seasonal needs here at Evangel Home.
And the kind we eat.
Yeah. Okay. And Jim, besides the turkeys, and there's no way I can present such a passionate plea as you just did, we are seeing more women who need help. And we're seeing more women with deeper problems. And that is one reason we need to keep throwing that pebble out there, because the pebble does land here. And I love that phrase, the pebble lands here. That's going to work its way into something. There need to be more places for Evangel Home for that ripple effect to mm-hmm. carry out. Mm-hmm. We can't keep only serving the same number of people in the same way as we're turning away more people.
So and meeting the same needs. Other needs exactly. are not, we just can't meet them right now. Yeah. Well, and that's what I said at the banquet too, is what if the donations came and we were able to meet more people's needs and more needs of more people? And that is certainly our hope. We're out of time. Patty, thank you. We took you off the hook. You didn't have to hardly say nothing. Jerry, always a treat. And my listening friend, thank you so much for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline, the Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.